Much of California's farmland was planted by black farmers and laborers who left the South in Oklahoma. But today, California has just a few hundred black farmers. Sasha Coca has this story about one who's back to the land.
Will Scott knows that farming, especially organic farming, is tough work. He uses a rickety old tractor and hand hoes around the corn plants in his field, removing one tough weed at a time.
I don't use chemicals, so I'm left to taking it out, you know, by hand.
Scott has been working the field since he was a child. His family came to the Central Valley from Oklahoma in the early 1950s, when African Americans still made up a large part of the migrant workforce.
I can remember, you know, it's from maybe 3 or 4 years old out doing something, you know, either picking up the pecans that was on the trees. Naturally, we picked the cotton. If you was even could just stand, you picked cotton. You know, whatever you did it.
Scott is tall and lanky and wears a straw hat to protect him from the blazing sun. But he wasn't always out sweating in the fields. For 3 decades, he sat at a desk as an engineer for Pacific Bell. Like many African Americans, he wanted to get as far away from farming as he could.
You know, if you look at farming, it has a negative connotation anyway, because African Americans, they were slaves. They did it free. They got no pay for it. You know, and even after that, it was such a low wage that you couldn't really make a living on it. So the trend was to, you know, get your education, get you a good job, you know, and get away from farming.
About 10 years ago, Scott retired from Pacific Bell and ventured out into the garden. He and his wife began to grow black-eyed peas in their backyard. Soon, neighbors were asking for collard greens, yams, and other vegetables used in southern cooking. Before he knew it, Scott and his family were farming more than 40 acres in West Fresno.
Now we had the corn, sweet corn, the okra, black-eyed peas, crowder peas, some of these string beans, you know.
In the late 1990s, Scott learned that African-American farmers across the nation had filed a class-action lawsuit against the USDA. The lawsuit alleged African-Americans were routinely denied loans and support from the government. Scott and other California farmers decided to sign on as plaintiffs, and in the process, they created a new organization, African-American Farmers of California. The USDA has yet to pay out all the money it owes to black farmers from a settlement in the case. But in the meantime, Scott says California's African-American farmers are getting much more technical and financial support from the government than before. The USDA now has several employees dedicated to assisting black farmers in California. But Scott says he still faces an uphill battle, convincing the next generation that farming is a worthy profession.
To be a farmer, first of all, you have to love the land, you know. But in order to get young people into farming now, especially as a farmer, you have to show them the bottom line, that money can be made.
Many of the state's African-American farmers are small growers. Scott says he's been able to turn a profit by cultivating niche markets. He sells to soul food restaurants across the state and to farmers markets that cater to African-American communities. Scott has focused on selling his produce in Oakland for several years. Now, with the encouragement of health activists in Fresno, he's able to sell right in his own neighborhood. West Fresno only has a handful of grocery stores, even though it's home to many fruit and vegetable growers.
West Fresno Healthcare Coalition, Yolanda, may help you. You want information about our prenatal classes?
Yolanda Randles is the director here at the West Fresno Healthcare Coalition. She's part of a statewide campaign to encourage African Americans to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Here in the Central Valley, we're the ag capital of the world. We're producing produce and shipping it all over the United States, but yet here in our own community, we don't have access to those fresh fruits and vegetables.
This spring, Randles and Scott joined forces to open a new farmers market in West Fresno. Besides being able to pick up local produce, shoppers can get their blood pressure taken or test for diabetes. And outreach workers teach consumers how to prepare fruits and vegetables as healthy snacks.
Okay, I'm going to make fruit salad today. Here goes the recipe for you. I'm going to use 1/2 cup of sliced bananas, 1/2 cup of chopped apples, 1/2 cup of chopped nectarines, 1/2 cup of grapes.
Yeah.
Over at his stall, Will Scott is selling out his collard greens.
Okay, you enjoy this.
Thanks. You have a blessed day, too.
Okay, you too. Thank you. We'll see you next week, right?
Oh, yes. Lord says the same.
Will Scott's farm is just a few miles down the road from the farmer's market. As he stands in a field surveying his ripening tomatoes, he says he hopes to work with the USDA to soon start a new demonstration farm, where young people can experience firsthand the benefits of farming.
Even in Fresno, where we have agriculture, you know, you see agriculture for miles and miles. You ask some of these kids, you know, where tomatoes come from, you know, they don't know. All they know is it's in a bag in a store. You know, those people who are privileged enough to, say, have eaten a vine-ripe tomato, that's something to stay with you all your life. You know, that's something that you will never forget, especially young people. You know, if they don't know what a real tomato tastes like, you know, then I think they're missing something.
For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.